Good morning, First Baptist Church family. This is Valerie Ducker. The Pulpit Search Committee invites the entire membership of First Baptist Church to join in with us as we take on the leadership role in our annual prayer and fasting season that extends this year from January 3rd through January 15th. James, the 5th chapter, 16th verse states that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. The Pulpit Committee is joining together each day to pray for wisdom and guidance as we seek a new pastor, new leadership, and a new direction for our church. Today, we are also praying for peace. We now invite you to pray with us and for us as we give up the comforts of life and fast, seeking the presence of God over these affairs. We, the clubs and auxiliaries ministry, shall begin this service with a musical selection to be followed by scripture read by Sister Christine Easterling. The first prayer will be given by Deacon Charles Fleet, and the second prayer will be given by Sister Rosie Ford.
Of the New International Version. In addition to John 14:27 and Romans 8:6. In peace I will lie down and sleep. For you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety. John 14:27 reads, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Romans 8:6 reads, the mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those who are in the realm of the flesh cannot please God. Amen.
Good morning, church, family, and friends. Let us pray. Our Father, I thank you for this day, for blessing us that we are able to see a brand new day. I thank you for the blessings of this day to come, O Lord. And I pray, O Lord, for the church search committee that is looking for a new leader for our church. Thanking you, Lord, that First Baptist has been in existence for 158 years. Only because of you, O Lord, that you have brought us this far, generation after generation. Be with the church committee, that they will be on one accord, O Lord. Then, O Lord, for peace, my God, the world seems to crush in around us, but I have peace in your promises and faithfulness. Relationships, pressures of life, and difficulties surround us, but you fill us with a peace that surpasses the world's understanding. Your promises are a restoration and provision of fruitfulness and plenty. And I know that we will see those things with our own eyes. I know that in this age, I will face many difficulties, and many times things will seem tight with little reprieve. But our hope is not in this age or of peace. Here, our hope is in you and the coming of your kingdom. Therefore, I am peaceful. Thank you, Lord, for these blessings. Amen.
Sister Ford, you may begin. Oh, you got two phones. Hello? Sister Ford?
Yes, good morning to the Saints of First Baptist Church. Heavenly Father, this branch of thine comes this morning to the throne to magnify, glorify, and to exalt your name on high. Thank you, Father, for last night's slumber and early morning rising to start our day afresh in peace. Heavenly Father, we come to the throne this morning knowing that you are our peace, declared to Ephesians 2:14. Father God, I pray for peace for our church, global peace, families, and the search committee for the selecting a new pastor. Lord, keep us in peace. Keep us in your perfect peace. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the shepherd of this house. Keep, Father God, continue to bless him and keep him in peace. Father God, continue to bless our church. As we, as the search committee looks for a new pastor, Heavenly Father, God of peace, cover our church, search committee with peace. Send your peace, Lord. Send your angels. Send the angels to encamp around about us in a committee. Let the peace of God passes all understanding. Shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ. Philippians 4:7. I ask this prayer for peace in the mighty name of Jesus. Peace be still. Peace be with us. God is our peace. Amen.
Thank you for participating in our prayer service this morning, and we ask that you join with us again tomorrow as we continue to pray for wisdom and guidance in our search for a new pastor. Thank you, and have a blessed day.
Threatening. Oh, a grave, a grave, a grave. Looking for, oh yes I am.